I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Lockdowns intended to stop COVID-19 reportedly led to isolation and abuse in Kenya. Calls to helplines rose more than tenfold since restrictions were imposed in late March. Joy Mueller of Kenya Hope.
Schools in Kenya will not be opening until January. So this really puts a lot of pressure on our communities and these young girls to stay safe and keep them safe during these extended time off from school. Our partners on the ground have noticed quite an increase in the number of young girls that are, one, getting pregnant, and two, being married off at a younger age.
You can help save young girls physically and point them to eternal salvation in Christ through Kenya Hope. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, you may have been following our coverage of South Korea's Bible balloon conflict these past few weeks. Eric Foley with Voice of the Martyrs Korea explains why it's a significant issue.
Balloon launching is really the tip of a much deeper iceberg. Will private organizations still be able to do ministry activity outside of the government? Is non-governmental activity still possible in South Korea? Or will we be perceived as anti-government because of our work happening independently of both the North and South Korean governments?
In this period of waiting, let's stand alongside VOM Korea and North Korean believers in prayer.
We pray and ask people to join us in praying that we will keep the promise we made 18 years ago to persecuted Christians who asked us to send Bibles by balloon and by radio broadcast into North Korea.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Just head to missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.